Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Living for Pleasure. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. But the one who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. I have just read from the New English Translation. She who did not abide but went back to the world because he was lured by fleshly pleasures. Before he accepted the Lord Jesus, he was addicted to drugs and other dirty habits that give pleasure to the flesh. But after he believed, he left those habits, but later went back to them because he wasn't properly discipled and didn't know how to create the atmosphere of grace around him that would suffocate the spirits of lusts. His best friends were still unbelievers. Romans chapter 8 verse 13 reveals that if a believer lives according to the flesh, he will die. The thing about living according to the flesh is that the believer has become one that lives for fleshly pleasure. Living for fleshly pleasure produces spiritual death, as this Bible verse reveals to us. A spiritually dead believer is as disconnected from God as an unbeliever. He is open to satanic manipulations and assaults, and no longer enjoys the communion of the Holy Spirit. This is one of the saddest things that happen on earth. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. Go into today remembering that believers who indulge in sinful pleasure are toiling with spiritual death. The only way to overcome the power and chains of sinful pleasure is by the power of the Holy Spirit. This power is activated when we give ourselves consistently and intentionally to prayer and to the Word. By praying in the Spirit, our spirits are charged with grace, and this even affects and strengthens our mortal bodies. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, "If the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, he will quicken or give strength to our mortal bodies." On the other hand, our souls, which is our mind, our thoughts, our desires, our imaginations, are brought under the subjection of God's Spirit and power when we give ourselves intentionally and consistently to the sincere Word of God. Jesus says his words are spirit and life. So the two ways you can bring yourself under the control of the Holy Spirit so that you will not be controlled by the flesh is by giving yourself to prayer and filling your spirit and your body with the power of God and giving yourself to the ministry of the Word and thereby filling your soul, which is your mind, your heart, the part of you that controls your feelings and emotions. Giving yourself to the Word of God fills your soul with the power of God, and this will help you walk in the Spirit. Pray like this: Dear Lord, deliver me from the trap of sinful pleasures. I ask that you help me live for you and please you in all things. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say this confession: I am of God. I don't live for sinful pleasure. I live to please Christ, and I am fruitful in every good work. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not yet born again and you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, remember, he's the only one that can save you from the power of sin and that will give you eternal life. Let us pray this prayer together. Ask God to forgive your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life and come and be ruler of your soul. You can say these words after me: Lord Jesus, today, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come and save me from the power of sin and the manipulation of the devil. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead after the third day. And I now confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, God, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by accepting the Lordship of Jesus, you are accepting His salvation. Click on the link just before the name of the author of today's devotional, and on that webpage you will find materials to help you grow, including a free audio book. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We request that you join in sharing this devotional with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 13 to chapter 14. Now, this Bible plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible.
My eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. But you know I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God. You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you. If only you would be altogether silent, for you that would be wisdom. Hear now my argument. Listen to the pleas of my lips. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for Him? Will you show Him partiality? Will you argue the case for God? Would it turn out well if He examined you? Could you deceive Him as you might deceive mortals? He would surely call you to account if you secretly showed partiality. Would not His splendor terrify you? Would not the dread of Him fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Keep silent and let me speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself in jeopardy and take my life in my hands? Though He slay me, yet will I hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. Indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance, for no godless person would dare come before Him. But listen carefully to what I say. Let my words ring in your ears. Now that I have prepared my case, I know I will be vindicated. Can anyone bring charges against me? If so, I will be silent and die. Only grant me these two things, God, and then I will not hide from you. Withdraw your hand far from me and stop frightening me with your terrors. And then summon me and I will answer, or let me speak and you reply to me. How many wrongs and sins have I committed? Show me my offense and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you torment a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase after dry chaff? For you write down bitter things against me and make me reap the sins of my youth. You fasten my feet in shackles. You keep close watch on all my paths by putting marks on the soles of my feet. So humans waste away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moths. Mortals born of women are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on such as these? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. The days of mortals are determined. You have decreed the number of their months and have set limits they cannot exceed. So look away from us and leave us alone till we have put in our time like hired laborers. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But human beings die and are laid low. They breathe their last and are no more. As the water of a lake dries up or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so they lie down and do not rise, till their heavens are no more. They will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy everyone's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. Their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. We encourage you to download and share this devotional audio. You can also WhatsApp or call us on +234 803 442 0524.